rondgetoerd in Southend-on-Sea, gewandeld, genoten, gegeten. En er zijn ook musea in Southend-on-Sea. In een van de museums zijn we nu, dat is de South Church Hall. Er is ook een website, die noem ik al even, southendmuseums.co.uk. Ik laat het woord nu over aan Rob. People who come to this area, what can they see, what can they feel?
Well, South Church itself is tucked away, so it's well worth a look, but it's part of the Southend Museum Service. And we have a gallery, we have the beautiful Priory Park with the Priory, the old ruined monastery within, and that's all part of us. But here in South Church, we're not too far from the sea and not too far from the High Street itself. In fact, that's the very end of one of the main roads in Southend, where you have the High Street and at the other end, South Church Hall Gardens. And in the gardens, you have some ducks and geese, and people can relax looking at the water and the trees. And we're going to be paying more attention to the gardens to bring them up to spec again as they used to be. And the building itself is 700 years old, and it's a very pretty building, right in the middle as an oasis, in the middle of urban Southend. So it is a charming place to visit and a place to escape the hustle and bustle of modern Southend and just disappear back into the past and have a look.
Yeah. When you come here, you can be old, you can be a child. Everyone can see a little bit of the history here.
Absolutely, and particularly for the children, we do have some helmets and some costumes that the children can try on. But why restrict it to the children? So adults, if they want to go and try on a little bit of armour, a helmet perhaps, then they are most welcome to do so. Get the feel of these things and just how heavy they are.